Well, we've got a large catalog of material over 36 years of playing, and we don't like to give the same set twice. We like to change things up drastically, even within a song.
Another part of your success is doing things in unexpected fashions. The repertoire isn't, well, the normal combination.
No. The name of the band, in fact, you know, Boiled in Lead, ooh, scary heavy metal band. It actually comes from an Irish traditional song called The Two Sisters. But that was 1983, and that was punk rock. Punk rock enough to get us on the bill with Husker Du and Otto's Chemical Lounge at the long-departed Upper Deck.
From back in those days, you're still doing a number called Over Under Sideways Down.
Yep, the Yardbirds hit from the 60s. We just sang the chorus and played the instrumental verses as a country hoedown.
We're speaking with Drew Miller of Boiled in Lead. Todd Menton is a member of this group, and we're going to feature one of his. It's called Bigfoot, and he has a fascination with supernatural stuff.
Yes, one of his first songs with the group was a song called The Microorganism, which is kind of a meditation on the HIV virus, or maybe it's not. this is My Bigfoot, recorded live at the Cedar, actually last year at this time. Psychotropic, psychopompic, and it's his Bigfoot.
What's it like at a rehearsal of Boiled in Lead? I mean, because these song ideas are not the normal. I mean, do you encourage each other to think outside the box?
Well, to my mind, there's a thread that runs through everything.
Uh-huh.
But each particular piece gets approached on its own merits, whether it's an original of Todd's, a Macedonian piece. There's a Turkish piece that we picked up from a former band member and then found out that a Turkish psychedelic band in 1970 did it. The tune goes back to the 18th century. We're always looking for music with fire in it. Always something that's going to give us something to play off of and really dig into.
Well, you cannot take his picture no matter what you do. You cannot take his picture, no matter what you do. You pour plaster in his footprints, he'll just turn around and smile at you. But there's a werewolf in Wisconsin, down on the old gray wool. B-R-A-Y, Google it. Huh. Werewolf in Wisconsin.
When you're playing Boiled in Lead and you're influencing each other's writing and interpretive ability, you have to be very flexible because, you know, you might get ideas that were not what you intended but might make the outcome raise the level of the music performed.
Absolutely. After we'd had a couple albums under our belt with mostly Irish music, Dave Stenschel, our violinist, got very deeply into Eastern European music. And so getting comfortable to play in those rhythms beyond 4-4 and 6-8 and waltzes, that's a really important part of the band. And being able to take this music and rock it to within an inch of its life is kind of one of our trademarks. And this is a piece called Canovo Oro from the album Orb.
When fans approach you after shows, what kinds of things do they say?
Our audience is incredibly diverse, and the things that I like the best are when there's people, especially young people, who come and see us for the first time and just go, "Wow, I never heard anything like that," or "You took us on a journey." That's our goal, is to take people on a journey through what can music be.
It's almost like they're saying, too, that your group has been lost in plain sight in the Twin Cities.
I think it's that most music that is popular fits in a box of some sort. And we're aggressively trying to stay out of a box, whether it's mixing vocal and instrumental music, mixing original and traditional music, and then taking traditional music and playing it with rock and roll instruments.
Drummer Drew Miller of Boiled in Lead. For information about Boiled in Lead, it's boiledinlead.com. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.